This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military spokesman said on Tuesday the army remained focused on fighting Hamas after an explosion in Beirut killed a senior leader of the Islamic militant group. The attack in Beirut, blamed on Israel, has raised concerns that Lebanon's Hezbollah group could strike back in revenge. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, speaking to media from Tel Aviv, made no direct mention of the death of the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas official Saleh Arouri. A Japan Airlines plane caught fire on the runway of a Tokyo airport, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The plane collided with a Japanese Coast Guard aircraft and burst into flames on the tarmac of Tokyo's Haneda Airport, according to officials. Local media reported that all 379 people who were on board flight JAL-516 got out safely before the plane was engulfed in flames. However, NHK TV has said that five crew members have been found dead on the Coast Guard plane. Local TV showed a large eruption of fire and smoke from the side of the plane as it taxied on the runway. The area around the wing then caught fire. I'm Karen Chalas.
The Coast Guard plane had been preparing to deliver relief goods to residents affected by the deadly earthquake in the region on Monday. Japanese rescuers battled the clock and powerful aftershocks Tuesday to find survivors of the New Year's Day earthquake that killed at least 55 people and caused widespread destruction. On the Noto Peninsula, the destruction included buildings damaged by fire, houses flattened, fishing boats sunk or washed ashore, and highways hit by landslides. Japanese news agency Kyoto put the death toll to 57, citing local officials as rescuers combed through the rubble. This is VOA News. Somalia said on Tuesday a pact signed by its breakaway region of Somaliland with Ethiopia, allowing it to use the Red Sea port of Berbera, had no legal force and threatened regional stability. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The agreement would permit landlocked Ethiopia, which relies on neighboring Djibouti for most of its maritime trade, to set up commercial operations at a leased military base in Berbera. Ethiopia's national security advisor confirmed on Monday that it would offer Somaliland a stake in its state-owned airline in return. The agreement also included recognizing Somaliland as an independent nation in due course. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's stated ambition to secure access to the Red Sea is a source of tension with its East African neighbors, and that's raising concerns about a fresh conflict in the Horn of Africa.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. The U.S. will reopen four legal U.S.-Mexico border crossings on Thursday as high levels of illegal immigration have receded and freed up personnel, a senior U.S. official said on Tuesday. The U.S. will reopen an international bridge in Texas, two crossings in the state of Arizona, and another near California, the official said during a call with reporters. U.S. border authorities struggled in December to process migrants as apprehensions reached nearly 11,000 in a single day, which several current and former officials said was near or at a record high. Harvard University's president has quit amid plagiarism accusations and backlash over her testimony at a U.S. House of Representatives hearing last month. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The University of Pennsylvania's president had already resigned after that hearing, where she had joined Harvard's Claudine Gay over accusations they were failing to protect Jewish students amid rising anti-Semitism. Asked if calls on campus for the genocide of Jews would violate Harvard's code of conduct,
"We embrace a commitment to free expression,"
Gay said it depended on the context.
"It's when that speech crosses into conduct that violates our policies."
After strong criticism, Gay apologized. She was then caught up in allegations of plagiarism in her doctoral dissertation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Italian prosecutors on Tuesday placed a lawmaker from Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's party under investigation after a bystander was injured by a shot fired from his gun at a New Year's celebration. Emmanuel Palozzo, who's a member of Meloni's Brothers of Italy party, said the small revolver from which the bullet came from belonged to him, but has denied discharging the weapon himself. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.